manifesto that the Green Party has put forward for this election. Now, we have a real chance of actually winning some seats for the first time in various other parts of the country. And at the heart of it is this slogan that we developed last year, and it's a bit unfortunate that it seems all the parties had exactly the same word in mind. Our slogan is, fair is worth fighting for. It's a variation on fairness. But I think the fighting for is the bit I want to talk a bit about. Jenny Jones, who is an Assembly member for London, a Green Assembly member, puts it slightly in a slightly less aggressive way as pester power. And basically what we pester for is our understanding of social and environmental justice. We're actually the only party who have put forward a manifesto where we wouldn't cut essential public services. And we think when you look at the balance of taxation and public services and the way in which the government supports society, that an awful lot of people need the support of society. And we'll see on some of these subjects where the Greens feel the government has its role and where wider society has its role. So, for example, providing a proper citizen's pension of £170 a week as the first priority, rather than trying to pay, you know, well, bankers' bonuses or other sort of populist things. Prioritising the proper building of social housing with an actual £4 billion investment in social housing before building motorways, maintaining Triton, ID cards and things like that, which I'm sure we'll also find agreement about. And at the heart of it is the values of compassion and responsibility, and a society where we can actually have a fair society if people are properly supported. And at the moment, the problem is that the state in many ways doesn't effectively support people, and it doesn't support those groups like the churches, for example, who pick up the pieces and do some tremendous work in places like Southwark.
For the Labour Party there.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to you all. I'm Val Shawcross.